HarperCollins presents A Postcard from Capri by Alex Brown. Read by Sophie Bentinck. Hollywood is a place where they will pay you $1,000 for a kiss and 50 cents for your soul. Marilyn Monroe. Prologue. Capri, Italy, 1953. The glamorous young woman with platinum-waved hair cascading over bare shoulders signed the postcard with a flourish, using her real name and secretly delighted not to be using the name the studio bosses had given her. She replaced the cap of the fountain pen and, after allowing the ink to dry, she hid the postcard away from prying eyes. Slipping her feet into a pair of satin-lined marabou feathered mules, she stepped through fluttering white voile curtains onto the veranda. An evocative scent of salty sea air mingled with an exotic, intoxicating aroma of delicate yellow and white pimelia flowers teased her nostrils. She closed her eyes and tilted her face up towards the sun, her body relaxing, a tautness in her shoulders easing as the rich melodic sound of a deep male voice singing O Solo Mio floated up in the gentle warm breeze to greet her. Back-to-back filming for the last 3 years had taken its toll, although worth it in so many ways to achieve her acting ambition and catapult her life into an unfamiliar world of glamour and opulence since leaving Tyndaledale, the little English village where she had grown up. She missed her home and family dearly, and there was always a tinge of sadness as she pined, on occasion, for the simplicity of the humble way of life that she had left so far behind, uncomplicated and free. Now she was on the cusp of achieving her lifelong dream, having landed a coveted role in A Moment to Cherish, the next big Hollywood blockbuster film, or at least the studio had assured her it would be. The critics were already speculating about Oscar nominations after previewing her screen test. Until then, she was to enjoy a well-earned, carefree summer break before filming commenced. The exclusive hotel was everything she'd dreamt it would be, and as a personal guest of the owner, the legendary Gracie Fields, who lived here in Capri and whose home was nearby, she had been afforded every luxury, including her own personal butler. Taking a sip of the refreshing peach wine cocktail the butler had mixed for her, she dropped her shades over her eyes and surveyed the sumptuous scene beyond the veranda. To her left, she could see the Faraglioni rock stacks rising majestically from the sea, the rays from the hot Mediterranean sun dazzling on the crystalline azure and emerald waves, creating a trillion tiny diamond flecks, floating and twinkling as if to welcome her to this magical island paradise of Capri. Lush green trees and pink bougainvillea mingling amidst the white stucco architecture meandered her gaze down the cliff and out to sea, where something caught her eye. She wandered closer towards the wrought iron balustrade at the edge of the veranda and, after leaning forward for a better look, keen to ensure her eyes weren't deceiving her, she allowed herself a momentary gasp of pleasure on seeing him standing there on the deck of a yacht. He was wearing a white linen shirt and trousers, showcasing his tall, suntanned physique, his aquiline nose and distinctive, strong jaw. Glossy black hair swept back from a high forehead framed his famous movie star look.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?